Welcome back to the Children's Hour. Over the break, you heard the Happy Birthday to You song done by Rooftop Zoo. Natalia before that with It's My Birthday from Cuando Era Pequeña.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're talking about birthdays around the world. Ouch! Sienna, what are you doing?
I'm pulling your earlobe once for each year you've been alive, Lila. This is what happens in Brazil to the birthday boy or girl.
But that's not the best part about birthdays in Brazil. Children eat candies shaped like fruits and vegetables on their birthdays, and houses are decorated with beautiful, colorful paper flowers and banners.
Well, I guess getting your ears pulled is better than what happens on your birthday in Saudi Arabia.
Why? What happens there?
In Saudi Arabia, people do not observe birthdays at all due to strict spiritual beliefs.
Nothing happens on your birthday there?
Nope, but people do celebrate in Saudi Arabia. They celebrate religious holidays and weddings, just not birthdays.
What's really interesting is that just across the Red Sea from Saudi Arabia, the Egyptians live it up on birthdays. They have lots of friends and family over for a party, and they serve not one, but two birthday cakes. One has candles while the other one doesn't. Plus, they serve cookies, individual cakes, sesame sticks, and small sandwiches.
In Egypt, homes are also decorated like in Brazil, but with paper garlands called zina that look like chains of snowflakes. There are especially big parties on a child's first birthday in Egypt, with singing and dancing and flowers and fruits decorating the house, symbolizing life and growth.
Birthday song done in Arabic by a band called Mixtronic. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're talking about birthdays. Birthdays around the world and even birthdays around the nation can be a little bit different. Here in New Mexico, we share many traditions of old Mexico. Kids here often have piñatas at birthdays. These are papier-mâché animals or designs stuffed with candy. They get hung up at a party, and one at a time, kids get a blindfold put on and then try to hit the piñata with a stick until it breaks. Then all the kids scramble for the candy, which goes flying everywhere. This is a song that often gets sung when the piñata is being hit with the stick. This is the piñata song done by Los Lobos.
It turns out the piñata tradition is ancient and can be traced back to China. The tradition was passed on to Europeans in the 14th century with Marco Polo and became associated with celebrating Lent.
Piñatas were originally made out of clay. The Spanish conquistadors and missionaries brought the tradition of the piñata to North America.
They found a similar tradition already here. It was a celebration of, and I'm going to let Lila pronounce this,
Wheat Still Apostly.
The celebration always had a game.
With a clay pot on a pole decorated with feathers and filled with tiny treasures. The pot would be broken with a stick and treasures would fall out as an offering to the god.
But the Mayans also played a game that is much like how we use piñatas here today on birthdays. The Mayan game was that the clay pot was suspended by a string, and the player was blindfolded and given a stick to try to break the pot.
It was the missionaries who added the colorful paper decorations to these traditions, trying to convert the locals to Catholicism.
In Mexico and New Mexico, Hispanic girls will celebrate a special birthday when they turn 15, their quinceañera, which celebrates their entrance into womanhood. There is usually a huge party, the girl wears an extravagant, gorgeous dress, and there's music, dancing, and food.
It's often described as being as elaborate as a wedding. One song you might hear on a New Mexican or Mexican birthday is this one, Las Mañanitas.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. Hoy por ser día de tu santo, te las cantamos a ti. Despierta, mi bien, despierta, mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pájaros cantan, la luna ya se metió. Qué linda está la mañana en que vengo a saludarte. Venimos todos con gusto y placer a felicitarte. Nacieron todas las flores y en la pila de bautizo cantaron los ruiseñores. Ya viene amaneciendo, ya la luz del día nos dio.
That was Perla Batalla from a CD called Discoteca Batalla, Las Mañanitas. And before that, you heard Los Lobos from a CD called Papa's Dream with the piñata song. They call it La Piñata. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're talking about birthdays today.
Everybody knows the birthday song. It's been translated into more than 50 languages and is sung worldwide. But few people know the full history of the song.
Happy Birthday to You is the most recognized song in the English language. The melody comes from the song Good Morning to All, which people think was written by American sisters Patty and Mildred J. Hill in 1893.
Some believe that the sisters actually copied the tune from other popular, similar 19th century songs that predated theirs, including a song by Horace Waters called Happy Greetings to All and Good Night to You All, both written in 1858.
Others say that kids probably adapted Good Morning to All for birthdays, writing the familiar Happy Birthday lyrics in the process. It was first published with the lyrics we sing today in 1918 in a book called Children's Praise and Worship.
There's a long and kind of boring story about this song, how it was copyrighted by a piano player and writer in 1935, and that copyright meant that any time anyone sung the song or played it on the radio or anywhere, they had to pay the company for the use of the song.
Of course, people don't pay anyone to sing Happy Birthday, but the copyright was only officially thrown out by a federal judge in 2015. That judge said that the song is in the public domain. Anyone can sing or perform it or play it anywhere for free. No one owns Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Joyeux anniversaire. Joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire.
How about kitty cats only? Are you ready? Meow, 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 meow. Only.
Joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire, joyeux anniversaire.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Music for Little People from the album Universe of Song. Right here on the Children's Hour.
In thinking about birthdays, we wanted to know why we put candles on a cake.
The tradition goes back thousands of years to the ancient Greeks.
The ancient Greeks would put candles on a round cake to pay tribute to the Greek goddess of the moon, Artemis, who was the twin sister of Apollo and the daughter of Zeus.
The candles were to look like reflected moonlight.
There are other traditions that use candles on cakes. In old Germany, centuries ago, a candle in the middle of a cake symbolized the light of life.
The first people we know who actually used candles on a cake to celebrate a birthday were the Romans. They made cakes out of flour, olive oil, honey, and grated cheese.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, we love you. Happy birthday, and may all your dreams come true. When you blow out the candles, one light stays aglow. It's the love light in your eyes where'er you go.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We love you. We love you. Happy birthday, and may all your dreams come true.
When you blow out the candles,
when you blow out the candles, one light stays aglow.
It's the love light in your eyes.
It's the love light in your eyes.
Okay, let's sing it one more time for everybody who has a birthday this year.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, we love you. Happy birthday, and may all your dreams come true. When you blow out the candles, one light stays. It's the love light in your eyes wherever you go.
When you blow out the candles,
when you blow out the candles, one light stays aglow. It's the love light in your eyes wherever you go.
The candles are on the cake, don't you know it, don't you know it? I hope I don't make a mistake when I blow it, when I blow it. Out, out, everyone will scream and shout. It's your birthday, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. With the donkey and pin the tail, I've been known to fail, but not today. I can feel it in my bones. You take a little spin and then you push the pin.
That's it now, you got it.
It's your birthday. Musical chairs, there is no doubt, I'm the first one out.
today. I can feel it in my heart. The music's gonna stop. The music's gonna start. It's your birthday. Comes the moment that we've all been waiting for, and I won't be the one who's running for the door. Everyone just gather round, the candles are aglow. I'll take a deep breath, close my eyes and make a wish. Was there ever any doubt? Listen to them shout.
It's your birthday, boy. Happy birthday, girl. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
This wonderful day. All right, this time I need your help. Now we're gonna get the birthday boy or the birthday girl up to the front, and after I say hey, you're gonna shout out their name. Here we go. Hey, it's your birthday, have a good time today. Hey, it's your birthday, celebrate it your way. On this wonderful day. Come on, y'all. Sing it with me. Hey, now, it's your birthday. 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 Hey, now, it's your birthday.
That's the Sugar-Free All-Stars from their Funky, Fresh, and Sugar-Free release. Justin Roberts before that from Meltdown, and Tom Chapin from his CD Moonboat. In the background, Cool in the Gang. We're celebrating birthdays today on the Children's Hour.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.